Hey, yo. Funny things start to happen when you really elevate and when you really have leveled up. And in my case, I decided to spend a good amount of time. And by a good amount of time, I mean for the past 2 years, I have purposely done things to improve my looks, including mewing, M-E-W-I-N-G. That's where you keep your tongue rested at the top of your throat and back away from your teeth to kind of reshape your jaw. It has absolutely squared my jaw more than it used to be. It's a very handsome look on most men. Most men that are considered handsome have that pronounced jawline. You can also double that up with chewing gum and eating foods that are harder than normal. Pause to kind of build those masseter muscles and build that jawline. I've, of course, the gym. I go to the gym every day, though I will say my fitness journey has been up and down. There were times when I was kind of confused as to what I wanted to do with my body because, you know, when I got down to under 10% body fat, I saw myself on camera and I didn't like the way I looked. I don't think that's a good look for me. I mean, abs, amazing. Literally no fat on my abs. But what I didn't like was my face. When the way my body stores fat and builds muscle, if I get down to that low amount of body fat because I am lean overall, that means fat is taken from everywhere. And even my face, it changes the way my face looks. I almost look like I'm malnourished, even though I'm not. But being under 10% body fat means having a lot of fat off my cheeks and out of my face. And when I get to that point, I looked a little sullen, a little gaunt, withdrawn, kind of almost as if I'm malnourished. And so I didn't like that look. A year ago, when I looked at myself on video, January 2023, I did not like the way my face looked on camera. It looked like I was starving. My eyes were kind of sunken in. Jaw was kind of gaunt. It didn't look good. And so I went on this bulk cycle where I increased my calories by a lot to put on weight. But the issue with me and putting on weight is the way my body stores fat. You know, most men, not most men, but some men, when they store fat, it's even overall. So as they get bigger, they get bigger proportionally. So they just look bigger overall. And that's not the way my body stores fat. I'm a traditional ectomorphic build, body type, meaning I have broad shoulders, a narrow waist, slim extremities, wrists, ankles, you know, the classic Dorito shape to my body, upper torso, long arms, you know, I'm tall. So when I gain weight, my body does not gain weight proportionally. It literally stores all of my weight in two places, my love handles and my back, you know, back fat. So the love handles wrap around and then over, you know, that part of the back fat where it's really nasty looking. So that's where you see people from the back and they got that little muffin top over the belt line. It's a very unattractive look. My body stores fat that way. And it's very unattractive. So for me to bulk means I have to put on weight like that. Now, my body will eventually start to put on muscle, but because I don't gain weight proportionally, it's very difficult for me to tolerate that amount of fat in my love handles, around my back. My arms are still skinny, legs still skinny, my face is the same. Everything stays the same with my body, but it literally just puts all that fat in those two places. And then eventually, I'll start to put on muscle, and then I have to go on a lean cycle to kind of cut down on that belly fat. That's just a long process. That takes 4 to 6 months. And so with my body over the last year and a half, I've kind of been up and down and in between, but I think right now I am very happy with where I am. I will say around December of 2023, I was a little malnourished. I lost a lot of weight. I wasn't eating a lot, you know, To be honest with you, I didn't have the means at the time to eat the way I normally would eat or should eat. So I was eating probably a fraction of the calories I needed to maintain my weight. So I lost a lot of weight. And then what I started to do was I picked up some bad habits. I was what they call dirty eating. I was eating a lot of like pizza and sweets and donuts and ice cream and stuff just to get the calories. But I noticed around February of this year, 2024, I'll never forget, it was on a Monday. I just started going to the new gym I'm going to now. And when I got in the shower, I saw my shadow for the first time, my silhouette, and I couldn't believe my shape. As I just previously mentioned, all that, the donuts and cookies and stuff that I was eating when I was trying to just gain calories, my body stored all that fat right in my midsection, love handles and around my back. So I was literally shaped in this weird way where I had broad shoulders, my waist would narrow in, but then when I got to my obliques, my love handles, they just came out like saddles. It was awful. Did not like that at all. I said, what the fuck, man? Like, literally, it snuck up on me. See, it's hard for me to know I'm gaining weight because, again, my body doesn't store weight in the front. Like, most guys might have a beer belly or the belly in the front. My body doesn't put a belly on the front for me. It's all on the side and the back. And if I do start to gain weight in the front, that means I'm really in bad shape because then my body has not only stored it on my sides and the back, but then now it's spilt over on the front. In order for me to have weight on the front, I would have to be probably 60, 70, 80 pounds overweight. And the last time I was that out of shape was 3 or 4 years ago before I had my heart surgery when I weighed almost 290 pounds and then I lost 90 pounds. So, you know, traditionally my weight tends to fluctuate up and down, but I decided to lose that belly in February this year slowly. And I did it, and I'm doing it still, by counting calories. What I do and what I did was I pick a weight that I want to be, and I base my calorie intake on that. So if I weigh 220 pounds when I look at my silhouette and saw love handles and fucking jelly rolling around the back of my back, muffin top, I decide, okay, well, I want to be 200 calories. So then I eat the amount of calories to get to that body weight, and I completely eliminated sweets. So no cookies, donuts, pies, cakes, ice cream, all the shit that I was eating daily. And by the way, I was eating that shit daily. I mean, literally every day. You know, most people, they might treat themselves to a little, you know, for dessert, some pudding or Jell-O or a brownie or something. I was eating boxes of donuts, whole pies, cakes, pints of ice cream daily. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Actually, I know what I was thinking. Again, I got into that habit when I didn't have the means to buy a lot of food, and that was just the cheapest thing that would give me a lot of calories. And so initially, I wasn't putting on weight because that's all I was eating. Even though all calories aren't the same, you know, if a man just eats sweets, he's still going to put on fat, especially belly fat, because not a lot of protein in that type of food, so you're not going to build solid muscle. Like right now, my build now, I can probably say I love my physique. It is muscular, it's athletic, it's fit, it's beautiful. And it's taken me 2 months to do it, and I did it exactly how I wanted to do it, where I did it slowly. Now, I could have crashed my diet. I could have went back to where I'm just eating a fraction of my calories just to quickly drop that weight, but I said, no, I'm going to continue to eat the amount of calories I need to be a certain weight, and that excess belly fat will drop off because that was purely all from sugar. And because I intermittent fast and I do a lot of walking, I knew that my body would burn that off in a month or two. And sure enough, it has. Fast forward 2 months to now, I'm about 200. I don't like to weigh myself, but just going off of the way my body feels and looks, I'm about 210, 215 pounds. I am very athletic. Hell, I'm even muscular, especially my upper musculature. Very fit, very athletic. I love my physique right now. It's very nice. And I'm strong as hell. Now, moving forward, I think technically I'm going to lean bulk. I'm going to continue to put on muscle, continue to cut down belly fat. So technically, I have lost all the weight that I set out to lose in February. I've lost about 8 pounds in the last 2 months, which is a wonderful pace. Not too fast, not too slow. It's perfect. I probably could lose another pound or two, but anything on top of what I do now is just icing on the cake. It's just making my body even better. I love where I am. But before I end this podcast, what I wanted to really talk about is what starts to happen when you really start to level up. And I look amazing. So not only have I taken care of my body physically, but just grooming myself. I have really taken to grooming myself with a straight edge. My hairline, because I stopped getting shape ups at the barbershop with those hating ass niggas cutting my hair way the fuck back. I let my hairline recover. My hairline looks good. My skin looks better than it's ever looked, even in harsh. I used to hate looking at my face in the car mirror because that's the harshest light that you can have is outside a mirror. You see every imperfection. But my skin looks good in harsh light, which means that my skin looks really good in just, you know, your normal indoor light. So to other people, my skin looks, it's not flawless, but it looks damn good. And I know it looks good. I have gone with a tremendous skincare routine. I can't even say what I do because it's too many steps, but I'll just say besides the basic soap and water, face wash and water, I use glycolic acids, I use coconut oils, vitamin E, lavender oil, rosemary oil on my face, of course, eye cream, I use shea butter. On a natural end, I use lemon, grapefruit, honey, cinnamon on my face daily, especially lemon daily. As an exfoliant and an astringent. Just amazing tone to my skin. And just to make sure I don't get, you know, pimples from, you know, you work out a lot, sweat. A lot of products, if you use a lot of product in your hair like I do, sometimes that product will run down on your forehead and then the edges will start to break out, which, you know, a week or so ago, I started to have a little breakout because I have, you know, besides hair lotion, I use pomade, I use shea butter. I actually use cologne oil in my hair, fragrance oil. So it's multiple things, hairspray, shampoo. So it's a lot of products in my hair that can run down on my face and clog my pores. So, you know, just to maintain a smooth complexion, I do use a low percentage salicylic acid in the form of Stridex with the aloe, those pads. I use those nightly. And in fact, those are so mild and effective, I can use those twice a day, which I do. That cleared that right up, which I knew. Those were tiny. In fact, those bumps that break out wasn't even in the form of whiteheads. They were just, you know, almost like heat bumps. And clearly that's just from my pores being clogged from the products that ran down when I sweat at the gym. So I use that. So not only that, but my mind, I read daily, spiritually, I meditate, I pray daily. I do nunchaku, my hobbies. So I'm a man who is very focused and disciplined on my routine, my regimens, and it shows. Skin looks great. I'm a handsome man. I am focused. I am high vibrational. I'm confident. So three things are going to happen when you reach a point where you really start to shine like that in life and you're confident. One thing that's going to happen is you're going to get a lot of love and a lot of people choosing signals from women and men. You're going to get a lot of stares. You're going to be, I don't like to say the center of attention, because just like a convention center or an expo, there are lots of stations. So I am a center of attention in a place. There are lots of people who also shine bright. The universe is full of billions of stars. We can all shine. So yeah, you become a center of attention. That's one thing that you're going to notice. And I will say recently, I am a center of attention. And I'm not going to lie, I love the attention. I love when I walk in the room and I can feel all eyes on me. I love when I see little females talking, whispering with their girlfriends, kind of looking in my direction, smile, giving me choosing signals, smiling at me with that kind of flirtatious, like, kind of look. It does feel good. So that's going to happen. People are going to want to talk to you. They'll come up, and I get that a lot. People just randomly talk to me, ask me questions, ask me, can I help them get something off the shelf at the grocery store? People like to talk to attractive people. They want to be in my presence. So I get that. You're going to get that when you level up. But on the flip side, actually, before I get to the flip side of that, the second thing that's going to happen is you're going to get unsolicited advice. Won't you try this? Oh, I see you doing that. Won't you try it? No, I'm good. Thank you. Goodbye. And I know people might say, well, you could learn something from it. No, thank you. Goodbye. I'm not into cargo cults, and I'm not into imitating other people. And if you have something that I could learn from, I would see it through your example. I don't need you to tell me, nigga or ma'am. I don't need you to tell me. I could see it through your example, or I could Google it. I could read about it. Because for me, that used to happen a lot when I first started going to the gym. I noticed that guys would give me unsolicited advice, or on a golf course when I'm playing. Well, I'll never forget, was it 2 years ago? I played around the golf and I beat the guys I played with pretty badly, and it wasn't even close. And then one of them wanted to give me advice on my golf game, and I'm just standing there thinking to myself, like, nigga, I just beat you. Give yourself this advice. So you'll get what I'll call unsolicited advice, which in my mind is just people trying to live vicariously through you. I'm like, no, good. I'm good. Thank you. So kind of be on the lookout for that. And the third thing that's going to happen is you're going to get a lot of hate. Okay. Whether it's hate in the form of jealousy or people making snide comments and remarks. And to be honest with you, I could classify, you know, those comments. I did two podcasts on this before where people are constantly comparing you. Oh, you look like my cousin. Oh, you like somebody I know. Oh, you look like this person, that person. Technically, I could classify that type of response as positive and or hate. I could say it's positive because, again, when people do that, when they constantly compare you to others, that's just a sign that you have star power. They're intrigued by you. They want to be around you. You shine bright. So that's the positive. I could also say it's hate because in some cases, depending on their intent and their motive and the motivation behind it, it could be a way to kind of bring you down a peg, or who he think he is. Oh, you like that nigga. What's that nigga that who played for that basketball team? Oh, yeah, him. You know what I mean? It's just it's kind of a emasculating kind of, I want to one-up you. I'm going to disrespect you. I want to put you in your place. I'm going to stand here and judge you. You know, to me, it comes off that way. Even if the person they're comparing me to, I find handsome, to me, it's still disrespect because the only person who's right in this situation is me. I look like myself 100%. So that's 100% correct. And I'm the only one in this situation that's 100% correct. When I say, no, I look like myself, I'm 100% correct in that assessment and in that conclusion. Again, it could go either way. I think most people, when they say that, it's harmless. I've compared people. So, for example, there's this young guy on YouTube who I left a comment. He looks like a young Sammy Davis Jr. Now, to me, if you Google young Sammy Davis Jr., Sammy Davis Jr. is a handsome man. I mean, that's handsome man when he was young, back in the day. However long ago that was, 50, 60, 70 years ago. Handsome man. But if that young guy read my comment and if he doesn't know who Sammy Davis Jr. is or was, and he Googled just Sammy Davis Jr. and then the old Sammy, he'd be like, I look like this old ass man. Like, he might be offended by that. He might think Sammy Davis Jr. is funny looking. Like, you trying to roast me, huh? Oh, you trying to come at me, huh? Nah. I said, no. Google young Sammy Davis Jr. Handsome, man. Handsome back in the day. So I get it. My intent was to compliment. Because Sammy Davis Jr. back in the day, very attractive man, very, very handsome, very good looking. It's not an insult, but I can see how that can go both ways. Maybe he thinks I'm trying to roast him. Oh, you trying to be funny, huh? Nah. So that's why I said it can go either way, depending on the motive, who says it, how it's said. I think, you know, at this point, I trust my instincts. I trust how I feel about it when it comes to stuff like that. If I get any kind of weird energy from your comment or in the way you said it, to me, I just dismiss it. Like, okay, yeah, all right, whatever. But if it said like how I said it to that young YouTuber online, where I said, oh, you're like a handsome young Sammy Davis Jr. It was said out of a genuine love and, you know, as a compliment. It was not meant to disrespect or to disregard his looks or anything like that, or to insult him. All right, so with that said, just as a conclusion, when you really level up, when you are really confident and really shining, you're going to experience three things. A lot of love, you're going to be the center of attention. Two, you're going to start getting unsolicited advice. But three, you're going to get hate. But rest assured, all three are great signs, because all three are signs that you are really moving up, leveled up, and are going somewhere. And on that note, I'm out. Take care. Stay up.